if your tone isn't fast enough, professional enough, and no nonsense enough, you're going to end up getting questions during the booking the appointment script. So if you're getting questions during the booking the appointment script, you're going to want to adjust your tone, adjust your pace, adjust your no nonsense, mojo. In other words, speak faster, speak more professionally, and then hang up once you're done. However, and in the beginning, you might get a couple of questions. And so here are the answers to those. So if somebody throws out a question, doesn't matter what the question is, here's how you answer it. Oh, great question. I'm just the appointment setter. Yet the executive or the chief marketing officer who gives the company tour will absolutely be able to answer that for sure. I'm glad you qualified to meet our company. They're awesome to work with. I love it here. I do have a stack of appointments to book, so I'm gonna go. Good luck. And if there's anything not answered, please write it down and the company executive will answer your question. Bye for now and good luck to you, okay? Click. So, answer with that every single time. I can promise you if you get into the minutiae of actually answering their question, they will have 0.0 reason to book an appointment to see the company either in person in that classy resort lobby or online. So always use that answer, and it's a great way to keep your life your life. Again, booking the appointment script, 90 seconds per person, and then you can move forward and get on with your life. Next is, well, wait a minute. What's the name of the company? What's the website? You know, if it was a company question, it's Smith Organics. Now, as I was saying, and then boom, you get right back to the booking the appointment script. Okay, but what's the website? Great question. It's gogreengetpaid.com. Now, as I was saying, boom, get right back to the booking the appointment script. And now let's say you're looking at your 800 link, computer screen, and you've got all these leads in there, and you see that some of them hung up. They didn't leave a message, right? Call them anyway and use the exact same booking the appointment script. You know, hello, my name is Angie Levine. I see you or someone from this number responded to our classified ad and six-figure income potential with our organic company, Smith Organics. My first name is Angie. May I ask your first name? Linda. Oh, great, Linda. We are currently recruiting a few skilled people who are interested in working from home and earning high commissions. Do you have about 90 seconds? If she says yes, perfect. Thank you for calling our 800 line. I'm glad to be getting back to you. May I ask, did you get busy or distracted? Because I noticed you hung up, or were you just, you know, flat out not interested? Okay. Only if they're interested do you move forward. I completely understand, Linda. I get busy and distracted sometimes too. So, you know, I promise I'm only going to take 90 seconds of your time here. I'm going to ask you a few questions to see if you qualify to tour our company either online or in person. And then boom, you go to the booking the appointment script and you get those five questions answered. Now, what if the person says, you know, we're looking for a few skilled people here, and are you interested in working from home and earning the high commissions? And do you have about 90 seconds? And they say no. Okay, I understand. When would be a better day, tomorrow or the next day? Excellent. What time works for you best? Noon or 6 p.m.? Perfect. I'll call you, you know, on such and so date at 6 p.m. Please add me to your calendar right now, okay? Okay, great. Your voice sounds great. Good luck. All right, so you even though they're a no, it could be because they're just genuinely busy. So make sure to say you understand. Make sure to offer a better date and time, and then book it in your calendar and make sure they wrote it down in their calendar too. Another question, I got a resume or an email instead of a 1-800 voice message. So that's also handled in this little booklet. Go to the chapter titled Text Ads and then choose one and text it to the phone number listed on the resume. You know, or you can respond to their email like this. You can just type, you know, Dear Mr. Smith, Thank you for responding to our classified ad. Your resume looks great. We wish to speak with you right away. Kindly call us at 1-800, insert your 1-800 number. Leave your occupational background at the tone, and we will likely book a phone interview for you. Sincerely, Mrs. Sally, CEO of Smith Organics, or, Mrs. Sally, the hiring manager.